A Mendocino County composting company is changing the local trash business one town at a time. Willits now joins Fort Bragg and unincorporated areas of Ukiah in expanding their recycling efforts. Solid Waste of Willits will soon accept food waste along with yard waste, and instead of burying it at the landfill as usual, the mixed garbage will be turned into fertilizer at Cold Creek Compost. After a long battle over the waste, the company, established in 1995, signed their first contract Friday with Solid Waste. Sherry Quinn has the story.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. This old saying rings especially true for Martin Melick, founder and owner of Cold Creek Compost in Potter Valley, the largest commercial composting facility in Northern California.
It's kind of like a winemaker, you know. Mm-hmm. After a few decades of doing this stuff, you get a feel for it, and I get a smell for it. I can tell when it's going right, when it's going wrong.
Melick has a background in chemical engineering and agronomy. He studied mushroom composting in the 1970s, and later started a compost facility in Hopland, where he accepted waste from venters and chicken farms, then turned it all into a product he could sell, fertilizer. There he was approached by officials with the California Greater Waste Management Board.
One guy came, and I think it was a couple weeks later, he came back with friends, and they all scratched in their heads. They said, "Wow, Martin, you've got the largest commercial composting operation in Northern California. We want you to build this new facility and permit it so you can facilitate regional compliance with our soon-to-be-implemented diversion mandate." That's how Cold Creek got started.
Melick is a visionary and a maverick. He envisioned a future of recycling just about everything, except glass, metal, and plastic. He saw the value of composting lots of trash, and for decades he fought waste haulers over it. In this industry, he says it is all about flow control.
That's the name of the game. What you try to do as a garbage hauler is gain control over as much flow as possible. And then you manipulate that flow to your perceived best interests. Oftentimes, if not always, those best interests are against the best interests of the people. But that's the garbage industry we have. The cities are only too happy to let the garbage haulers come take care of the, quote, problem, so they don't have to. And the garbage haulers are only too happy to do it because it gives them complete control.
He accepts a mix of organic waste, yard trimmings and leaves, chicken manure, dead chickens. In fact, 24,000 a week on average from hen-laying farms in Petaluma. He takes construction debris, and he has been accepting mixed waste that includes food and paper products from Fort Bragg and unincorporated areas of Mendocino County for the past several years. He even took a well that had washed ashore in Fort Bragg in 2009. And donated the well and brewed compost.
I've always given away compost to schools and old folks' homes. I've always given it away. I love seeing all those people grow stuff, especially nice seeing the old folks grow stuff.
As a soil scientist, he knows the recipe for cooking waste and breaking it down into something else, something useful.
Stuff stinks coming into us, and it has the potential of getting even stinkier, but once we get it and start treating it, unless something goes wrong with our system, the smells aren't there.
To compost so much poultry and livestock manure, he needs to blend it with wood waste and other organics, like paper and food, to ensure the right temperature and balance of bugs and nutrients in order to make a nourishing pile of black gold, the stuff that helps your plants grow.
There's millions of little bugs there that do their thing. They require sufficient moisture, and they require sufficient oxygen. You give them sufficient moisture and sufficient oxygen, and that process happens amazingly fast.
It is not uncommon for his compost to be ready in a month to 6 months. He has been working on expanding his operation after decades of fighting lawsuits and breaking new territory in the garbage industry.
I'm often accused of doing everything without permits. Well, we do have pages of permits at the facility, but if you take a look at it, many of our permits end with 001. Fact is, I was doing this stuff before they invented the permits. Yeah, I was doing without permits. And as soon as you invented the permits, I'm the first one the regulators go to. Still no permits for composting whale, but I'm going to get that to change.
Due to state regulations, he has had to turn a lot of waste away. Recently, wild pig carcasses. They had to rot out in the open instead of being composted. But doors are opening more now, and trash flow is increasing.
I've been wanting to compost the county's food waste now for 20 years. I've been permitted to do them. I've been begging them to do it. We are so much cheaper than the landfill, guys. Why not? Well, it comes down to change. They don't want to change. So the public is starting to put pressure on. The public wants to see this done, so it's coming about.
Friday, he signed a contract with Solid Waste of Willits to accept mixed waste. That means yard and food waste in Willits can now go into the same recycling bin.
It's our very first contract, and I have several more on my desk, and I signed those contracts. We are secure. Now we can get bank loans because we have contracts.
This year was a milestone, he says he expected. Commercial composting in California used to mean only brush and yard trimmings.
Food waste was something really foreign. Although when I first permitted my place, I permitted for food waste and as many of these different things as I could get in there because I saw them there and they're of value to me. They're of value to the farmers.
Next, he wants to change state regulations that prohibit him from taking dead pets and slaughterhouse carcasses.
I'm allowed to compost a steak, but I'm not allowed to compost a cow. I want to be the pilot facility that shows that it can be done. If this slaughterhouse that people talk about putting in here ever goes in, I think that we're going to be a really important part about that slaughterhouse because it's going to be such a small facility and we could play a huge part in reducing their operating expenses by taking that material right here at a really low price. The least cost means a disposal. That's what we're there for.
Solid Waste of Willits is expected to start accepting food waste from Willits residents who pay for curbside garbage pickup in early November. Sherry Quinn, KZYX News.
The Sonoma County Municipal Composting Facility in Healdsburg was recently shut down for pollution violations. Wastewater leaking into a nearby water system was one of them. Cold Creek is held to a zero water runoff standard. The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors is expected to decide Wednesday whether or not they will sign a contract with Cold Creek to accept the waste that used to go to that facility.